My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. We have our first wall section built. It's lying flat on the slab, ready to be tilted up. The bottom plate is hinged onto the sill to aid in placement and keep it from kicking out during the lift. We have rugged supports built on the foundation corners to hold the wall once raised. The first section always takes the most prep. If the wind's blowing hard, wait for a mellower day to raise the walls. Clear the slab as much as possible to reduce the chance of tripping or slipping during the raise. This first wall section is 12 feet high and 24 feet long. That's a fair pile of lumber to place in an exact location. Theoretically, with my bottom plate hinged, the wall should only be able to travel one path. I use a pair of wall jacks to raise the wall. Wall jacks are similar to pump jacks. They travel on a 2x4. I use the prettiest 16-foot 2x4s I can find. Small tight knots and straight. The wall jack slips on to the base of the 2x4, and the hook of the wall jack hooks on to the interior of the top plate. A 12-foot wall is too tall to hook to the top plate, so I hook on to my window headers. If the headers aren't in a good spot, I'll bolt a 2x6 on the length of the wall with star bit construction lags and hook the wall jacks to it. The wall jacks accept 3/4-inch pipe as pumping handles. I use 2-foot sections of pipe. Longer pipe tends to get in the way. The one major downside to wall jacks versus the mast and winch type made by Proctor is that you need to work off a ladder below the wall being raised with the wall jacks versus out of the wall's travel path and on the deck with the Proctor jacks. A piece of blocking behind our 2x4 that the jacks travel on keeps the foot of the 2x4 in one place. Going back and forth between the two jacks, I start pumping up the wall. Once I get to about waist height, I slide a pair of sawhorses below the wall. If the wall falls, they hopefully keep me from being trapped below. I'll also loop a rope around the top plate. As I get the wall close to vertical, I'll tie the rope off to keep the wall from tilting over. Once the wall is up, the jacks keep it from coming back at me, and the rope keeps it from going over. It's all somewhat terrifyingly limber until I first clamp the wall to the corner uprights, level it, then hold it with staging nails or riser screws. I'm building this house in a very populated area with lots of great and curious neighbors. There was a point during the raising of this first wall section when I looked down from the ladder I was on while pumping up the wall to see a neighbor standing there. I had to let them know this wasn't a good time to chat and they needed to move out of the way. Part of keeping a raise safe is keeping everyone not helping out of the way. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.